News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly is with us, as always, on a Monday, because we're talking about AI supermodels. As if there wasn't enough pressure on women already, now we've decided that even the best of the best are no longer good enough.
This is a weird story that I think some people had seen coming, because we've been talking about nothing but AI for the last number of years. But the most recent edition of Vogue magazine has Anne Hathaway on the cover. And as you flick through, you see a full page ad from Guess, the brand Guess.
Yep.
And in teeny tiny little print in one of the corners, it says that this ad was generated by AI.
Now, Completely.
Now, right. There's nothing unusual with seeing AI art and all the rest, but the ad was a full-sized woman wearing Guess clothing.
So was the clothes, and this is a very technical point, were the clothes AI generated as well?
No, so the clothes are clothes that exist.
Okay.
But the model was AI generated.
So did they put somebody in a green screen and then...
Nope. No. So what you can do is you can feed in images. So if you've used anything like ChatGPT, Copilot, Gemini, or any of the platforms that are out there, you can feed in an image for it to work off. So you can put in a jacket.
Right.
And you can say, can you generate an image of a woman who's 28, who's a size 8, wearing this jacket? And it will do that. And this has caused some very loyal Vogue subscribers to call for others and indeed themselves to cancel their accounts. It's also called into question the model and the beauty industry, because there's a few different aspects here. There's the beauty standards point that you absolutely raise, and you're dead right, that is one aspect of this. We've been on this journey for quite a while with photoshopping, with filters and all the rest. Then there is the business side of this. Modeling is a business. You're putting people out of work by doing that. There's also then the creative side of things, because if you think about it, if you've ever done a photo shoot, it's not just you, the model, that's going there. There will be a photographer,
they
there will be someone
on
the lighting.
Photo shoots, they really do take a long
time. Some people need more work than others. But
mine take a long time, we put it that way.
But it is that there's a whole team and machine behind the photo shoots. And I think this is worrying on a few fronts. As I said, the models and the beauty standards for sure, but then also the creative industries. Now, Vogue is saying that this was an ad. This wasn't,
see, it wasn't part of the main magazine,
no.
But surely somebody would have had a proof of this and allowed it into the magazine that probably upset people.
Yeah. Now, I read some commentary that was saying that, you know, Anna Wintour, who held the reins at Vogue for such a long time, announced very recently that she was stepping away. And then this is the first issue since that announcement. Is this a sign of things to come? And I think we can't afford to just roll our eyes going, ah, sure, look, it's only a frivolous little thing. It is not, because this is going to become the norm. We saw during Wimbledon the viral, I don't know if you saw
The blondie woman.
The blondie woman who was AI generated, placing herself in different areas.
And then there was all weird hands, and then the fella was too far behind.
She looked 7 feet tall,
exactly,
and all that stuff. But I think what's happening now is we have to question everything. When I saw the Gwyneth Paltrow astronomer video the other day, I was convinced that was AI. I was 100% convinced it was AI. You can't you can't trust anything. You have to question everything.
It's funny that we're in this place now, because I think that the whole fashion industry is a bit mad, because you have to be whipped thin, and it always portrayed women in a way that doesn't reflect reality, if I could put it that way. And now even the whipped thin ones aren't good enough, which means that where does this end? I mean, at what point do we turn around and say, I don't want to buy that outfit anymore because it doesn't reflect me or anyone that I know?
Well, I think this, you raised some really good points there. I think, firstly, it's worth acknowledging that a number of years ago, there was a move to have more inclusive beauty campaigns. Rihanna's clothing line definitely did it. Boots and a few other different brands, deodorant brands and all the rest, were very much trying to bring inclusivity in. That's now rowing back. Also worth noting that AI is trained on existing norms. Mm. The majority of the models are, as you mentioned, a certain way. So that is an issue. But it's also that point of we can't just allow this to exist and to consume. And we, the consumer, do have the power to walk away from brands and to vote with our pockets.
Which we may end up having to do because of this. Although if there's an AI out there that could take a few pounds off me, my next photo shoot.
Jonathan, you're beautiful.
I'll happily take it. Jess Kelly, thank you very much indeed.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.